It's the program where mediocrity is a normal thing.
Mm-hmm. It's our byword.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you know. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. Okay. I'm fairly normal.
I'm Roger, and I'm real normal.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know there's listeners already. Where is that phone? I got to get on there.
Terribly normal.
So, yes. Well, anyway, we've got the show here, a little show that we like to call something that's escaping us right now.
We're working on that.
No, yeah, we're very close, actually. We'll roll it out some point. Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the meantime, one thing that's getting rolled out tomorrow night is the State of the State address, where Governor Rick Snyder will be laying out his agenda for year number 4 of the Snyder administration. Of course, he wants to lengthen that a little bit, I'm certain. He hasn't announced that he's running, but he is. So what does he want to do with this year? And what is he going to focus on? Well, you can, of course, listen to it tomorrow night and find out for certain, because we'll have it right here for you on the station. 7 o'clock is when that gets underway. But there's an awful lot of just wondering, what is he going to talk about? What will he be digging into? And what should he be digging into? Now, we wanted to involve you on this as well, because we all have different opinions. We're all residents of this state. Some of us newer residents than others, present company included, myself. Maybe you've been here for a good long time. You feel like, you know what, there's some different priorities to look at, some different things that need to be touched on, that you hope to see Governor Snyder hit on. So here's the numbers for you to be able to call in and share with us. 382-4280 is the local number. Or, tell you what, we've got a toll-free number, and it's just as easy. It's 877-382-4280, so you can call in and share with us that way as well. Now,
but a number of people have offered some suggestions on what the governor should talk about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the governor should talk about?
You asking me personally?
No, I don't care.
See, what do you think? Roger I'm used to. The first hour was just a total misnomer. Here he is back. Okay.
Yeah, it's a personality change.
Seriously. It was last hour. It was the headphones, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You couldn't find the headphones,
you
were a different guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, but now you got the headphones. Here he is again.
So what do you think? Seriously, what do you think the governor, what should be guaranteed for him to discuss? What topic would he be remiss if he doesn't talk about it?
I think he will talk about it. The auto industry.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. If you're in the state of Michigan, you must. And I think, particularly with where the economy is and where it needs to be, he needs to be able to talk about jobs and ways to be able to get more jobs to come to the state, to be more on a competitive level with bringing companies to locate here and to bring jobs with them and that kind of thing. I think he would be remiss in that if he didn't couple that with some sort of job training type of thing, because I think that's one thing that you need to look at, is ways to be able to take workers who need a little training for something else and ways that we can encourage that a little bit. I think that's what I figure that we'll see a lot of. I don't know if he'll get to the job training thing, but I think that's something that's worth noting, particularly in an economy like this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about you?
I think we need to see a plan for this windfall of money that the state has, about $1 billion. And I'd like to see his plans for how that's going to be used.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to restore K-12 education cuts that have taken place?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do something about our roads? Interestingly enough, Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, that's what he wants done. Mm-hmm. He says our roads are getting to the point that it's hurting Michigan's economic competitiveness, that if businesses think they're going to have difficulty getting their product to market, they're not going to want to manufacture that product in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think education and roads, and I think we need to do something about restoring the people who recently had their taxes raised on pensions.
Uh-huh.
I think taxing pensions is something that needs to be addressed, since we have this windfall. Now, mm-hmm. $1 billion more than the state thought it was going to have.
Now, there's several different opinions out there as well. And, of course, you can imagine along the lines of where the political spectrum is, where some of these things are going to come up. Some people are talking about education,
mm-hmm.
making sure we invest in schools and we spend some of our hard-earned money to be able to, you know, let's get the schools to be the best that they can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that's fair to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also fair to talk about the idea of, let's talk about maybe some tax cuts. Let's talk about ways to get some money back in the hands of the people that pay it in there to begin with. One person that we've heard from has talked about, you know what, the tax hike for the personal income tax was hiked to 4.35%, was called temporary, and said maybe it's time to take it back to 3.9. We need to be able to keep that promise. I don't know that you're going to be able to do everything.
And oh, I think it's clear we're not.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because, you know, $1 billion doesn't buy what it used to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's not a lot of money anymore,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, we're not going to be able to address this. The cuts that Governor Snyder has made to education total about $2 billion, and even if we take all this money and put it back into education,
mm-hmm.
that's only restoring half the cut.
Sure.
And so, no, we're not, and $1 billion certainly isn't going to fix Michigan's roads.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, Governor Snyder actually got with the folks at MLive.com just recently and talked about some of the things that you might hear in the speech. He talked about mental health, seniors, and energy policy. Energy policy, I think, is a good one to cover because that's something that's on everybody's mind, particularly when you go to the gas pump. That's on your mind when you go to pay for what gas costs these days.
Well, and so, our electric bills.
Mm-hmm,
Michigan's electric rates are some of the highest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at a disincentive for business to locate here, high energy costs. And Michigan exports billions of dollars every year for coal.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were generating electricity through solar or wind, we could be keeping those dollars in the state and not sending them off mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. coal-producing states.
Well, there's a lot of things that you could dig into and find on this stuff. I think the other question, really, as you look at what's going to come out in this, the question of what will really be done in this election year to be able to carry out, I mean, is this going to be Governor Snyder just saying, and this is what I'm running for re-election on, or is he legitimately wanting to get some of this stuff done this year, and will that sort of thing happen? You know, nationally that when you get into an election year, it pretty well just shuts down and not much gets done.
Right.
So will that happen in our state, or will they decide, you know what, we can get this done or we could get that done before we get to election season? I'm just not sure.
And if that happens, if you're right, because of it being an election year, we do nothing,
mm-hmm.
is that going to make you mad? And would that affect how you would vote in November?
It's a good question.
Do you want nothing to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Let's get your thoughts, not just Jeremy's and mine. Not
sure.
That my thoughts aren't eloquently stated and well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy's, on the other hand.
Right? Well, I was going to say eloquently stated, well thought out, and totally wrong. But I got to throw that in there. I really do.
Sure.
But, you know, and what tack will Governor Snyder take on this? Will it be more along the lines of addressing the people and saying, you know what, this is why we can't get it all done this year. This is why, and kind of use it as sort of that unofficial jumping off point to say, I got more work to do. I need another 4 years. Because at some point he's going to launch the campaign. You know he will.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that he is going to move to the center somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this speech will be tailored to the Tea Party folks.
Certainly not.
I think he's going to want a broader appeal going mm-hmm. into the election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking he is going to talk about education and roads and some of the stuff that's on people's minds.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the Detroit Auto Show going on and that sort of thing, he's been there, he's seen it. I think he would be remiss not to mention that, hey, look what the auto industry is doing. Look at the great leaps and bounds we have from just a few years ago.
Yeah.
And will he try to take a little credit for it? Maybe a little bit. I don't know that you can necessarily nail it to him. But
I think
he would be remiss not to bring it up because that is such a pillar of the economy in Michigan.
His support for Romney will come back to haunt him, I'm thinking, if he goes too far. You know, Romney wanted the auto industry to go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And
did it not do that?
No. Because
well, it was a managed bankruptcy, and they came out of it. That's what it was,
but,
and that's what Governor Romney had called for, actually.
Yeah,
so.
And but that didn't go over well with a lot of auto workers and mm-hmm. people in the Detroit area,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm thinking Snyder ain't going to bring that up and rub people's nose in what he did 2 years ago.
Well, we'll see. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. We've got John on the line. John, welcome to the show. Glad you're with us.
Hey there. I was listening to that about the so-called surplus, and I got to thinking and saying, well, that's money we don't see, and the cost of things are going to change between the time that they collect it. I don't think there's going to be that much money when they get done with all the, you know, people aren't going to buy as much because they don't have as much money or whatever. And what they figured out is based on how much they think they're going to get. And that's where that my comment is on that one.
Mm. You think maybe that the state ought to take a wait-and-see approach at that point? Is that kind of what you're advocating?
I'm saying make sure they got the money in their hand before they start promising for this, that, and the other thing, because it just ends up being disappointing that they come along and say, well, we didn't get that much money.
Well, that's true. And if we've ended up spending all of it, then it doesn't look too good if we don't have it.
Yeah, that's all about the situation. To say that it's going to be there, and it's not there until you get it in your hands.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, John,
okay.
John, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
He does have a good point,
mm-hmm.
and that maybe we ought not spend all of that mm-hmm. $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there ought to be a little rainy day fund for if stuff happens,
mm.
because stuff happens once in a while.
Somebody in this room said that a couple of days ago. Who was that?
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to take credit for it.
At this point, I wish I was ready and I could say, roll the tape.
No, I admit you said it.
Yes, I did.
But I'm just saying that we shouldn't spend all of it. I don't mm-hmm. want to see all of this money go into a rainy day fund because
sure.
Michigan has needs.
But maybe some of it in there to be able to say, you know what, it's not going to be all roses, and in fact it isn't now.
That could be negotiable.
Could be. All right. Let's find out what Jim has on his mind. Jim in Vicksburg, welcome.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say, as a Michigan school teacher, government pension person, I'm not in favor of tax cuts, even though it would be great to have my pension not taxed. I think I'm willing to do that. But on the other hand, I'd hate to see us make some progress and then turn right around and give it back to the hardworking people while our roads crumble away and our schools slip into second-class status. And I do like the idea of keeping a rainy day fun, but I think that there are some things that we need to do as a state to have a good quality of life.
Jim, our last caller brought up the idea that, you know, this surplus that they're talking about is more in expected revenue over the course of the year. Do you feel like that's maybe something we need to keep an eye on and set, maybe take a wait-and-see approach, maybe not be so quick to spend it?
Well, again, yeah, I think we should be careful about jumping into any decision, jumping into lowering taxes when we've cut so many things that that need to be addressed. But, yeah, I think a rainy day fund is a good idea. I think that would have helped us out a lot in the past if we had had it.
Okay. All right. Well, Jim, thanks for calling today. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for the
interesting comment that he would pass up a tax cut to deal with some of the state's needs. And I think politicians may be surprised at people's attitude when it comes to supporting education and doing something about our roads. I think people are ready to even pay for some improvements.
I think it depends on who you talk to, really, because I think there's an awful lot of people that are saying, I need a little more money, and I need to have some of that back. So, now there's two sides of the coin.
Yeah.
That's why we discuss it. And we'll continue the discussion here in just a second. Music from one of my favorite bands. I like them.
Hey, we have some breaking news. We'll hear about this in CBS.
Okay.
The House passes a $1 trillion spending bill to fund the government through September.
Through September?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad we're passing a budget to take us
6 months.
You know, another 8 months until they have to debate it again.
We were only doing it in 3 month increments before this, Jeremy. I mean,
so this is progress. We're actually talking to one another for a little while.
Pretty soon we'll get this to a year budget.
You know, and the interesting thing about this is think about the timing of when they're going to have to start talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking August,
yep.
September.
What Way happens in November? The election.
Uh-huh. And an awful lot of these people are going to be running.
And there won't be any posturing
during
this while we're having an election.
Of course not. They wouldn't do anything like that.
No.
Why would they do something like that?
Right.
You know,
it would be a cynic who would even think they would do that.
Of course. Of course. Now, with that, breaking news. If you want to talk about that a little bit, you're welcome to do that. Of course, you're also welcome to talk about the state of the state. We've been talking about that. The governor is going to be delivering that tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear it right here on the station, 7 o'clock. But we've been asking what people think he should be talking about. He's dropped some hints already. And I think you know, okay, he's a governor in the state of Michigan. He's going to be talking about this, this, and this. There's certain things that'll be there. But what do you think that he should be discussing? 382-4280 or 877-382-4280.
Lou Anna K. Simon, the president of Michigan State University, guess what? She wants money reinvested in higher education.
No!
Who would have saw that coming?
Oh, wow. I'm glad I was sitting down for that.
Emily Diefendorf, managing director of Equality Michigan, she would like, she doesn't want to spend any money. She wants LGBT protections in an anti-discrimination law.
Okay.
But that's one of the few people on the list who isn't talking strictly about what we want to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my hands on the money.
Yeah, it's funny because this just got announced, the whole we could have more money this year, and suddenly they're all lining up going, let's do this with it. Let's spend it on this. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is one thing, as we've talked about this today, that rainy day fund is starting to look kind of attractive. I mean, not with all of it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Times are tough right now. The economy's not in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to hang on to that a little bit and say, you know what? Might not be so good next year.
Yeah.
Might need a little help.
Maybe the auto industry will slow down.
Who knows?
Why not be a little prepared for it?
Segment of the program brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. Roger?
Oh.
There you are.
I was looking to see where Hardee's were. Brought to you by Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com.
So
during the break,
they brought everybody your search for Hardee's. That's
yes,
good.
We were talking about Hardee's, and there are some in Michigan.
Okay.
Hardee's also has Hardee's Red Burrito Biscuits, and they're listed in a separate location.
Red burrito biscuits?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're mixing a little too much there. You know, it's a burrito, but we put a biscuit in it. I don't know. I don't have any idea what that is. But
me either.
You know what? It's an interesting thing because we got to talking about food from various places past.
Right.
That are no longer with us or are on life support at this point in terms of whether they exist or not. Is there a place that you miss? Some place where you go, oh, if we only had this, if it was only still open, oh, it would be perfect.
There was a chain of burger stands in Southwest Michigan called Roxy's.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have one or two locations in St. Joe, Benton Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have a number of locations here in town.
They were all over,
is what
you're saying,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And they had really good hamburgers. And if I needed a place to come back from the past, Roxy Burger would be on my list.
I've had people give me a strange look on this one, and we talked about it during the break. But, you know, I do kind of like the roast beef sandwiches and that kind of thing. And, of course, you know, nowadays it's you got to go to Arby's. But back several years ago, there was a restaurant, and I know people know when I say the name, called Rax.
People here remember
that. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And they had, to this day, my favorite roast beef sandwich came from Rax, and it's called the BBC. And if you don't know what that is, let me describe it for you because your mouth is going to water. Layer of roast beef on top of, like, and it's like a not necessarily a 6-inch sub bun, but like a hoagie bun, that kind of, you know, one of those. So they lay down the layer of roast beef. And then they put some slices of bacon on there.
Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Well,
bacon.
Of course, you know, anything with bacon, I'm on board. There,
yeah.
Count me in. But then they would take the melted cheese and just pour it all over. I mean, that sandwich was a mess, but it was a good mess. And, you know, put the bun on top and the whole bit. The BBC was one of my favorites, I have to admit.
The only location I recall here in Kalamazoo, the bar Up and Under, mm-hmm. is where one of the racks was. There was another one on Gull Road, but there were others here in town. Mm. But don't you wonder what happened to them? My recollection is they had good roast beef mm-hmm. sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of business if you ever went into one of those places. Seldom did you find it where there was nobody there unless you were in at some odd time.
Yeah. So why did they disappear? Although you said there's still – I saw one in Columbus, Ohio, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just a few years ago.
They're actually – and I did a little research on this because I'm a nerd that way.
Uh-huh.
They're based in Portsmouth, Ohio, which is down on the river.
Okay, okay.
And they have locations in Columbus and, of course, Portsmouth, Ironton in Ohio. If you know where that is, it's down by the river, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then in the central part of Ohio, along with Columbus, there's a town called Belle Fountain, which is along 33, if you go through
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is where they've got one of those locations as well. I've not been down there. I just know it's there.
Oh,
so it's teasing me. It's haunting me.
Yes. Well,
you know,
one
for
of
what
your
little travel that I do to Columbus, you know.
One of your trips to Ohio, you're going to have to make a side trip and get to a Racks.
You know, I'll have to tell you the brief story because we found that there is a Racks in Indiana. We lived there for a little while. And we did the research, found out there's one in Anderson, Indiana. And we said, let's go.
Hmm.
So we went, and we figured out that this Racks opens up from about 11 o'clock until 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all they're open. So we showed up. We went three different times.
Closed. And it wasn't between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Yeah. And, you know, you looked up things online to say, well, what are the hours? The hours always said something different. Always. And we thought, well, let's try it. You know, because we decided, well, we'll stop there and, you know, on the way to Indianapolis or something, yeah. You know. But we never got a chance to do that, but not for lack of trying.
Well, maybe we're coming on why they're not around anymore.
It could be.
If
I don't
all
know.
Of them pioneered flex hours.
It could be. I don't know. But you know what? Ellen's on the line. Let's get Ellen on here. Ellen, what's on your mind?
Chicken Charlie's chicken sandwich.
Yes. Yep. And
that was one of the favorite places you went after the prom.
Yep.
And we always got their chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. I haven't found anything that compares to it since.
Westlake Drive-In's
chicken. That was
chicken.
Back in the 40s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Schwartz's Chalet used to have that same chicken sandwich.
Yes, they were owned by the same people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep.
Okay.
No, remember Chicken Charlie's well.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks,
I do,
Ellen.
Too.
Well, thanks, Ellen. We appreciate you joining the show
Thank
today.
Thank you.
All right, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. What do you think? Is there some place that you think back and go, oh, if they only still had this around?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't talk from any place of knowledge around here because I've lived here for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I can talk about places that I grew up with that are gone. Racks was one of them.
Well, that's applicable for
yeah.
here because they're gone here too.
You know, there were other places, some pizza places that were in business semi-nationally. There's one that you can still see their pizza occasionally in places called Noble Romans.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
But they had locations around. You still see their stuff sometimes. I think I ran into one restaurant that still exists. It's in the Indianapolis area, and then there are some gas stations that still carry their pizza, which makes me feel like, okay,
yeah.
Maybe the pizza's not so good as I remember it. But
do you remember Sir Pizza? Did you ever encounter one of those?
No.
We had one of those here in town. I think there is still one in Battle Creek.
Hmm.
While we talk to one of our callers, I'll do a little research on
okay.
Sir Pizza.
All right. Well, in the meantime, let's talk with Calvin in Kalamazoo. Calvin, go ahead with us.
Yeah, you guys. Don't forget about Martini's out on Westridge. And they're great beef sandwiches. Open face.
Open face beef sandwiches.
Yep.
Those are always good.
Can
yeah.
you get bacon on it?
Yeah, Roger.
I just want.
He's frustrated. He can't eat bacon at home.
Inquiring minds. And see, my wife is at work, so she can't listen because at home I have no interest in bacon.
You two are a trip. Oh, it's good. You both are a good trip.
All right.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Calvin.
Have a good afternoon, you guys.
All right.
Bye now.
And you can send your bacon donations to yeah. take care of this station.
Right. Don't send them to my home.
And you know your wife's probably going to hear about that. Guess what Roger said on the air today?
Yeah, she will. I'll hear about it too.
You'll just have to deny it. I'll tell you what, let's get with Sally here. She's in Scott's. Sally, welcome.
Hi. I well remember the olive burgers from the Goody Shop on Portage Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Goody. I like their milkshakes.
Yeah, that too. And Shorty, I used to love to watch Shorty argue with his wife. But she cooked, and he helped her. But they were always arguing about something, throwing hands and everything.
And the way he would call out the orders to her.
Yep.
I was a Millwood boy, so that's in my stomping ground.
Yeah, me too. I grew up in that neighborhood as well.
They were there till the 70s. So
I know. Yeah, their daughter helped keep it going. Yep.
Yep. Well, thanks for the trip down memory lane.
Yep, thank you.
There is a Sir Pizza in Battle Creek. I'm going to have to go over and find out if they use the same recipe. Yeah. There are other Sir Pizzas around the country. But
now, I have to admit, and I think I admitted on this show a couple of weeks ago, that I had to try Godfather's Pizza because that was one that I had around as a kid. It hasn't disappeared. It just kind of flexed away from me, I guess, a little bit. That restaurant closed, and I've never lived anywhere that had one.
Yeah.
Now, so.
So you've been to have you tried the one here in town?
Yes, I have.
Is it what you expected in a Godfather's Pizza?
The funny thing about it is it's been so long since I'd eaten at a Godfather's Pizza, I kind of forgot. So.
Oh.
So, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So. But definitely welcome opportunity for you to call in 382-4280 and 877-382-4280 and share with us what is it that you kind of look back and go, oh, if only this were still in business.
I need some help from listeners Battle Creek way. Does this Sir Pizza, do they have the old Sir Pizza recipe? Somebody help. I may have to go there tonight.
And can you get bacon on it? That's the next question.
No, not on pizza. That's sacrilege.
You don't do bacon on pizza.
We'll
have to have the pizza topping debate at some point.
But
right now, instead, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go and see what Franklin has on his mind. Franklin, go for it.
Hello.
Hi.
How about Flynn's Super Burger out there at Portage and Lover's Lane? Best chicken, best fried onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Bud Flynn?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember Super Burger. I even can vaguely remember their logo with sort of a Superman motif.
Also, that lady said Schwartz's, my aunt used to be the best cook there years ago.
Oh, yeah. There were two. There was the Schwartz's drive-in where Meyer on Southwestnage is, and then the one over on King Highway.
Yes, sir. I remember all of them in town.
Many a night was spent driving between those two drive-ins looking for girls.
You mean around and around and around?
Oh, yeah. 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 I was
I get dizzy watching them go around and around.
I was
See you
a
guys
boy who.
Later.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling in.
I knew what my special purpose was back then.
I think most guys did at that age. Something about that. But you know what? Let's get on the line with Steve next. Steve, you're with us. What's on your mind?
How you doing? A couple of different ones for breakfast. Ken and Tom's downtown.
Where was that?
It was right downtown by Coney Island.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
And then the other one was Jack Thurman's for dinner.
Oh, yeah, where the McDonald's is by the railroad station.
Absolutely. There's a couple good ones for you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks, Steve. And we are going to continue the discussion. So if you're on the line with us, stay right there. We'll get to you here in just a little bit. And you can tell us, hey, you know what? I really miss this. Wish it was back. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. So we continue together in our final segment today, talking about some of the different places that over the years have disappeared, and you go, aw, I hated to see that happen.
Yeah.
Food places mainly, but who knows, maybe you had an attachment to a store somewhere or something you'd like to have seen. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, and if you keep trying, you can't get through, just keep on trying.
Yeah.
We'll have some phone lines open for you here in just a little while. Right now, though, let's head on over to Mark. Mark, welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. This is in regards to Roger, speaking of Sir Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, my wife and I have eaten Sir Pizza probably for 30-plus years.
At the one in Battle Creek now?
Yep. There's two, actually, in Battle Creek.
Really?
Yeah. They moved out to Columbia, east of 66, and there's actually one on Territorial.
Okay. And is their pizza the same old recipe?
Yeah. Oh. It's excellent. We live in Richland, and what they'll do for us is we get it pre-cooked, not cut. We drive a half hour over there, get it, bring it back home, and cook it and cut it ourselves, and it's just like it's out of their own oven.
That's devotion right there.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So do they par-bake it? I mean, partially cook
yep,
it
yep.
for you?
Yep, just enough to melt the cheese, and it holds together. And then on the way home, we throw it, preheat our oven, throw it in there, and it's, like I say, just as good as in the restaurant.
Do you have a pizza stone that you put your pizza on?
Nope, just like an air-baked pizza pan with the holes in it.
Cool.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Anyone mentioned Bill Knapp's?
Bill Knapp's,
no.
That was one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a that's a restaurant I don't understand why they couldn't survive. They had really good food.
Yeah.
Their steak burgers were excellent.
Yeah. They're all gratin potatoes.
Mmm.
Thousand Island dressing, bean soup, chicken noodle soup. They were some of the best.
The cakes.
Oh, yeah. Free cake on your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Hey, thanks for, for both, but thanks for telling me I can get my Sir Pizza fix.
Most definitely.
Guess where Roger's going.
I haven't had one of those since they closed in Washington Square.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still the best pizza. The mass-produced places are just, ones like the others. So.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thanks for the tip.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, we go from Mark to Lisa in Portage. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what about Taco John's?
Taco John's.
Taco John's. Are they gone?
Remember that? They're gone, yeah. They left in the late 90s. They were on Westridge and then down by McDonald's.
Yeah, right by Best Buy, right across the street from.
Yeah. Yep, and then on Stadium Drive, they had the best tacos, and every Tuesday was Taco Tuesday, where you could get two for a dollar.
Why do you think they went out of business?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I understand they're still out west. I think you can get one of those out there. I believe so.
So it's just locally.
They had one at Stevensville at one of those gas stations where you could go in and had a little restaurant in there, which was a Taco John's, and then that left also.
Oh. Was their food good in that place?
Yes. We drove all the way out there to try it, and it tasted just like I remembered, yep.
Wow.
But then they weren't there very long either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. So, well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. It's obvious. So many people have those experiences where you go, wow. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was so good. Where did it go?
Bill Knapp's got down into Ohio.
They did. I never had the privilege of eating there. We'd always passed by. But a place like that in Ohio that still exists, but it's not near as widespread, Friendly's.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen those places?
Oh, yeah. Friendly's Ice Cream.
Uh-huh. They were known for their ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And if you went there, you always had to get the ice cream.
Well, of course.
But, you know, they serve food obligation. As well. So, well, yeah, that's part of the obligation of being there.
Yeah.
But they used to have locations in, you know, in all the malls we went to and things like that. And it's just what you did.
I'm on the way to Sir Pizza.
You going to start a party going that way?
Yeah.
All right.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
All right. Well, have a good one.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.